Anything can be great, but will it be?
Yeah, anything can be great except us.
No, anyway. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we're joined by Mr. Mark Scheuer of PS Engineering, who make audio panels.
Correct.
Audio. Morning. Say it with me. Audio.
Audio. It says it on his shirt. It says sound quality.
Yep.
And sound engineering.
Very good. Now, you got a show and tell piece here for us. What is that?
Well, we won't be able to show much, but we sure can tell about it.
There you go.
Well, just hold it up to the microphone. They'll look into the speaker.
Right.
Can you give a close-up on this, please?
Yes, there it is.
This is our PMA 450 that we received FAA certification last Thursday.
Wow.
Cutting it close.
Yeah.
But we had already planned on introducing it at Sun and Fun, or at Oshkosh, sorry.
Wrong station.
Wrong station. And the 450 is a combination of a couple of years of working with the United States Air Force. They have a program where they want to license technology for commercial applications, and we were fortunate enough to been selected. And what this was originally designed for was for fighter pilots, because they are inundated with a lot of different comm signals. So they patented and they called it multi-talker. Multi-talker allows the pilot to place the comm audio in different positions of the aviation headset.
Okay, like fading, panning left and right kind of thing.
It's like panning, but the Air Force patented the phasing of these audio signals using digital signal processing. And not only does it position the audio in various places in your stereo headsets, but the audio crispness of these comm radios is improved from the radio itself.
So they're doing a little enhancement there. Now let's talk about audio panels in general. I mean, audio panels used to be just your headphones and maybe the radio, the comm radio. What are they like today? You got so many more inputs or what?
Well, yeah. We've been doing this for 29 years, and when we started, we just made intercoms back in 85 through, today. But in 1997, it was really clear that we needed to bring in the intercom into the audio panel. And then you get a lot of synergistic capabilities when the intercom is integrated in the audio panel, such as the split mode capability where a pilot can be on one comm, the co-pilot can be on a separate comm to help offload the workload in the aircraft.
Home builder guys, though, we want our iPods. We want our MP3s.
Well, that's one of the things that the PMA 450 does really well on. We have Bluetooth interface where you can stream music or hook up your iPhone for telephone calls. And the PMA 450 has an enhanced set of capabilities with the Bluetooth when compared to our PMA 8000BT, which was our launch product some 5 years ago with the Bluetooth module. This will give you caller ID, so you'll know if someone's calling you and who they are. It also allows you to change the telephone volume in real time, and you can turn side tone on and off for the telephone right from the front panel. That's one of the things I really want to highlight, is that the PMA 450 not only is providing what we call IntelliAudio, again, that's the technology that we license from the Air Force, which allows the pilot to place comm audios in various positions in the stereo headset. But more importantly, or as important, I should say, because IntelliAudio is awfully important to us, is the user interface. As these audio panels do more and more, they can get complicated to operate. So what we did is we integrated a graphics display with a three soft key approach. And this allows you to know exactly how the audio panel is set up by looking at the display. So the top is the radio. The middle, this row, is for IntelliAudio. And the bottom row is for music. And it's very intuitive. We strive to get a lot of pilots' information or feedback as we develop the user interface. And the user interface that we originally started with and the one that we have certified are significantly different. We learned a whole lot by talking to the pilots that actually flew with this thing as we developed it.
Yeah, that's kind of nice to have customer feedback.
Well, that was one of the problems with the some of the early GPS units. They were just awful to set up, and you know, obviously the word got out that being user friendly is a good thing. You must have spent a lot of time on that,
and money. Did I mention money?
Yeah.
This graphics display was a custom made display for us, and so there was an investment, but we were so committed to making this audio panel easy to use that we really didn't have any other alternative. It had to be visual. And not that there's anything wrong with it. Our 8000 uses audio enunciations. So you still know exactly how the audio panel's configured, but you have to listen to somebody. This, you don't. You just scan the display and you know exactly how this thing is set up.
Yeah, and it's not like you're going to change the display, you know, the panel setup a lot while you're in flight.
That is correct. But one of the other things that I want to point out to the listeners here at EAA Radio, am I recovering from the Sun and Fun blooper?
Yes, you're
blooper?
Doing very well. Very well.
That was a blooper. The fact is, this never has to be connected to a computer. Some other audio panels, the avionics shop has to hook it up to a laptop or a PC, and then they'll do their best guess on how the pilot wants their audio panel to behave. With the PMA-450, that's the thing of a past. The pilot will set this up with using very easy user configuration menus. So for an example, there's a display timeout. If you go to the radio function, and maybe you want to turn on a unswitched audio, it'll revert to the default page after a certain amount of time. Well, if you're new to the audio panel, you'd like to have that maybe 4 seconds, 5 seconds. But as you get more familiar with the actual sequence, you can turn that down to 2 seconds or shorter. The pilot can make this thing behave the way he wants. And using digital signal processing, it really is limitless on what can be routed, music, telephone. It's all done by a digital signal processor.
Right. It's all software. The hardware is pretty simple, actually. Well, relatively.
Relatively.
Compared to, you could think of back in the tube days, you wouldn't even be able to do it. But anyway.
That's usually the biggest part of putting something like that together is the software, writing all the code and everything.
Oh, yeah. The guys back at the factory will appreciate you saying that, because it is a huge task, because this is certified. So we had to go with all of the RTCA standards to make sure that something, if the computer would fail for whatever reason, it's not going to interrupt your communications, and indeed it will not. And because it is more software driven, the amount of testing, this is the most complex piece of avionics we've ever created, and it also is the most tested audio panel. And we just started shipping yesterday, and I have never felt more comfortable on having it right the first time as it leaves our factory, as I do with the PMA-450.
How long have you been working on this project?
Yeah, it was 2 years. And not only...
That's actually pretty quick.
Well, like you say, it's just an audio panel. But 2 years dedicated, and we also had to invest in pick-and-place machines. We have 5 of them right now, but these are fine pitch parts, so we had to make a major investment in the machines so that we can actually manufacture it.
So you're manufacturing those here in the U.S.?
Right, Lenoir City, Tennessee.
I'm glad to see
so
that.
So your whole facility with the manufacturing and programming and everything is right in-house?
Absolutely, from beginning to end.
End to end, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many hoops did you have to jump through with the FAA?
All of them.
Boy, these guys are quick. It's significant, because there are certain tests that we cannot perform in our factory. We have to hire out a firm that has all temperature, vibration, mm-hmm. humidity, and then of course there's a drop test, and so there's a lot of hoops to go through to get this thing certified. It's so much easier if we were not to have it go into certificated aircraft for experimental. We don't really have to do the qualifications tests, although we also want to put a quality product out to the home builders. So we perform due diligence when we do design a product for experimental aircraft. We take just as much care, but there isn't as much documentation.
Not as much traceability. What's a warranty on it?
This is 2 years. And that's something else. Thank you for asking. Our warranty is probably the best in the industry. I might be slightly biased, but in our warranty period, if it's installed by an authorized PS engineering dealer or a custom harness is made by our dealer, they will have their dealer call us if there's any glitches, any problems at all, and we will ship out an exchange unit that same day. And for the first year, we even pay for overnight shipping, so it's absolutely hassle-free. We'd much rather just send them a different unit so that they can decide, oh, it wasn't the hardware, I'll have to go back and dig into my harness, rather than help them troubleshoot it, spend hours on it, only to find out it wasn't the audio panel.
Right. It was wired wrong. That never happens.
No, not at all. We never do that. Well, it's an interesting product. You wouldn't happen to be giving tours of the factory now, would you?
We certainly do.
You don't really need this demo model here, do you?
Wait, get that back to me.
I told exactly. You we're getting swag.
Too bad I don't have an airplane to put it in.
Yeah, really. Well, that's a neat unit. There's got to be a lot of integration in there. You've got to be using state-of-the-art in the electronics, and not to mention the manufacturing
methods.
They've
got a little tiny hamster in there who runs really fast, taking pieces of audio and moving it around.
Well, talking about integration, you know how everyone's using iPads in the cockpit? Well, the PMA 450 has a USB charging port in it as well.
So we can charge the iPad?
Sure can, 10 watts.
Nice.
That's incredible. Everybody's putting USB charging docks in equipment anymore.
Well, except for your USB charger.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it so much last year, I had to come back.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll see you next year.
We have a party
every day. Yes, sir.
All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.